This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The budget session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today. This is the fourth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly. The five-day assembly session will conclude on March 12. The proceeding on the first day commenced with Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak's address to the House. The governor on the occasion said that the budget for the financial year 2025-26 will not only lay out the strategic direction for the state's development over the next year, but will also serve as a blueprint and action plan for achieving the goal of building a Viksit Arunachal by 2047. He said through strategic allocations, the state government aims to address the state's multifaceted needs, fostering inclusive growth and sustainable development. The governor added that by prioritizing the critical sectors, government will be setting the stage for a transformative era in Arunachal Pradesh, ensuring development benefits reach all corners of our society. Four bills were introduced in the House today, including the Arunachal Pradesh Arun Parivar Patra Authority Bill 2025. This bill aims to establish a family-centric citizen database for the state. The objective is to enhance governance by ensuring efficient, transparent and targeted delivery of public welfare benefits and services. Deputy Chief Minister Chavanamin stated that the government has enacted various laws to curb rampant gambling and the illegal collection of donations in the state. He informed the House that all district administrations have been directed to strictly enforce these laws. He made this statement while responding to a private member's resolution moved by MLA Kumar Y, who urged the government to take necessary measures to stop the unauthorized sale of lottery tickets, housing tickets and illegal collection of donations. The Deputy Chief Minister emphasized that law enforcement alone is not enough to address the issue of gambling. He stressed the need for greater public responsibility, increased awareness and civic sense to effectively tackle these social concerns. Union Minister of State for Power, New and Renewable Energy, Shripad Nayak has arrived on a two-day visit to Zero yesterday. On his maiden visit, the Union Minister visited the Gyatitaka General Hospital, Integrated Aqua Park at Tarin, Mihin Bagang, Government Secondary School and various other infrastructures. Mr. Nayak reviewed their functioning as well as interacted with officials and the public. In the meantime, the Union Minister of State held a review meeting with the district administration and all heads of the departments in the district at Mini Secretariat Building Zero today. He has assured all possible help in clearing developmental projects and schemes at the center, irrespective of ministries and departments, to make Zero Valley self-sufficient and Atmanirbhar. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired, met the Nagaland Governor La Ganesan, who is on a three-day visit to the state at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. They discussed various issues encompassing key issues concerning the development and security of both states. On the occasion, the governor conveyed the warm wishes of the people of Arunachal Pradesh to the Naga community and underscored the need to promote and preserve rich cultural heritage of both states. Both the governors, while reaffirming the commitment to fostering stronger cooperation in development, cultural ties and security, called for reinforcing the bond between the two states. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of the Onying Arang Festival. He expressed hope that the vibrant celebration of the Adi community would continue to showcase the cultural richness and diversity of the state. In his message, the governor has offered his heartfelt prayers to Almighty Donyi Polo, seeking blessings for all of humanity and the arrival of a prosperous year ahead. The monthly district-level Narcotic Coordination Committee meeting of Tawang District was held at the DC's office this afternoon. The meeting reviewed initiatives such as Nidan, a system to track drug peddlers and habitual offenders, along with district crime records and intensified police patrolling, which has contributed to a decline in drug-related cases. It is worth mentioning that the Tawang Police and other departments have been actively conducting awareness programs in various schools on safety, POKSO and NDPS-related issues. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert over Lower Subansri, Papumpare, Siang, Upper Subansri, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao, Lohit, Namsai and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.